So far, Muammar Gaddafi has shown no sign of leaving. Instead, he's vowed to fight, as he put it, to the last drop of Libyan blood. Still, dictators do change their minds. So we reach Scott Horton, a lawyer who's worked with nations trying to retrieve the riches of their former leaders. He's also written a piece for Foreign Policy magazine called Gimme Shelter. He says life for deposed dictators used to be a lot more pleasant than it is now.
Historically, I mean, if we go back to the period, say, 20 or 30 years ago, the favorite spots were glamorous watering holes of Europe. Dictators would go to the French Riviera or to the area around Lake Geneva or to Belgravia around London. Last 10 years, that is tough, especially with the European Human Rights Convention and the International Criminal Court. More recently, we're seeing different areas evolve as refuge centers in different parts of the world. So for the Middle East and North Africa, no doubt about it, the number one refuge has been Saudi Arabia, which has been very accommodating to deposed dictators as long as they're Muslims, has provided them special security. And we have a number of others around, for instance, Senegal, Morocco. But I think they're all really very problematic for Muammar Gaddafi right now.
If Saudi Arabia doesn't seem like a good fit for Gaddafi, it is certainly the case that down in Zimbabwe, an ally of his, Robert Mugabe, may very well welcome him. I mean, the newspapers there are burning up with all kinds of news about how Gaddafi has homes and property, mansions and farms, and about his relationship with Mugabe.
Well, let's start out for a second about why Saudi Arabia isn't a good fit. There is very, very good information that Muammar Gaddafi was involved in supporting an effort to assassinate the then crown prince and now king of Saudi Arabia, Abdullah. So there's absolutely no way the Saudis would harbor him. On the other hand, Zimbabwe, really, I think most people who've looked at the situation consider Zimbabwe to be the most likely country to offer refuge. And the reason is it has effectively been a client state of Libya's for many years now. Gaddafi sought a place on the world stage by assuming the leadership of the Organization of African Unity, and Zimbabwe was a major ally and supporter of his in this process. And I think what made that possible, there's no question about it, it wasn't the magnetic personality of Muammar Gaddafi, it was Libyan money flowing into Mugabe's coffers. But with international sanctions in place and with his assets being freezed all around the world, it's likely that we're going to see those gestures of hospitality recede.
So you're saying Gaddafi cannot look forward to the comfortable retirement of deposed dictators that have happened before?
Precisely. I mean, I think Gaddafi is making what we call a bloody exit. And that's always been viewed as the sort of scenario in which a deposed dictator is unlikely to achieve lasting and effective asylum. He's going to be pursued by claims in the international arena. He's likely to be a head of state dragged up to The Hague and put on trial.
There were early rumors that he might flee to Venezuela. Is that still on the table?
Well, in fact, I've been looking at two other countries. I mean, one is Daniel Ortega's Nicaragua, the other, Hugo Chavez's Venezuela, because Muammar Gaddafi, going back for decades, sided with and supported the Sandinistas, had a close relationship with Chile, and has had a very warm and personal relationship with Chavez. They both, at the outset of these troubles, were outspoken in their support for Colonel Gaddafi. But both leaders have come under increasingly sharp criticism from their domestic adversaries over their support to Gaddafi. I mean, they're accused of offering aid and comfort to someone who's slaughtering his own people. I think at this point, these countries are now weighing the options and seeing that the disadvantages outweigh the advantages to him. And I think particularly the freezing of Gaddafi's assets is a very important factor here, because Muammar Gaddafi, without his money, is not such an attractive guest.
Thank you very much for talking with us.
My great pleasure.
Scott Horton is a lawyer and also a contributing editor at Harper's Magazine. His article on deposed dictators in Foreign Policy magazine is called Gimme Shelter.